This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Police lobbed tear gas and stormed a rail station Saturday to clear the last of thousands of protesters who joined an unsanctioned march against the slow response by police to a violent attack by gangs earlier in Hong Kong. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Protesters dressed in black streamed into the Yuen Long neighborhood despite being denied official permission for the march. Police appealed to the marchers to stop, then fired tear gas as the demonstrators stood their ground. Police cited the risk of confrontations between demonstrators and local residents in barring the march. They say some of last weekend's attackers were connected to organized crime syndicates known as triads. Massive demonstrations began in Hong Kong more than a month ago over an extradition bill that have grown into a broader pro-democracy movement. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russian police detained hundreds of people on Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. We get the details from Jonah Green of Reuters.
Protesters rallied in the street calling for opposition candidates to be registered for local elections in Moscow, which they have been barred from. Jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny had called for the protest near the Moscow's mayor office to pressure authorities to allow candidates to run in the September 8th vote. But authorities called the protest illegal. They say candidates were prohibited from running because they had failed to collect enough signatures, an allegation the opposition rejects as false. The protest campaign is also intended to raise the heat on Russia's tightly controlled political system at a time when President Vladimir Putin's rating has dropped after years of falling incomes.
That's Jonah Green of Reuters reporting. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump was hit with new accusations of racism Saturday after he attacked a prominent African-American lawmaker and branded the majority black city of Baltimore an infested mess. In a series of tweets, the president described Elijah Cummings, a Maryland Democrat and the House Oversight Committee chairman, as a brutal bully. He said Cummings's district of Baltimore was a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. In his own tweet, Cummings replied that he goes home to his district every night. He added that while it is his constitutional obligation to oversee the executive branch, it was his moral duty to represent the interests of his constituents. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in a tweet, accused Trump of a racist attack on a champion of civil rights and economic justice, a beloved leader in Baltimore, and a deeply valued colleague. Eight senior military officers are set to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. The report found that security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the camp, not the sit-in itself. The prosecutors put the death toll at 87. Protesters say that 127 people were killed. Protesters set fire to tires and put roadblocks in place in response to the report's findings late Saturday. Protesters also took to the streets across the Nile River in Khartoum's twin city of Omdurman. Bahrain executed on Saturday three men convicted in two separate cases, one involving the killing of a police officer and the other the killing of an imam. The public prosecutor's office issued a statement which did not identify any of the men. It said two of them were convicted for crimes, including using an assault rifle to kill a police officer in 2017. The third executed man was convicted of killing an imam in 2018. Rights groups identified two of the men as Shiite activists Ali al-Arab and Ahmed al-Malali, sentenced to death last year in a mass trial along with 56 other men. And at least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two militant attacks, one in North Waziristan and one in southwestern Baluchistan province. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.